producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Lasting stability can only take hold when the people of Syria forge an agreement to live together peacefully. The United States is prepared to work with any nation, including Russia and Iran, to resolve the conflict.
That's the president talking about what's going on with ISIS at the UN. Putin was there. The two met, had a long conversation for 90 minutes, first time in 2 years. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Wouldn't you love to be a fly on the wall and really dissect that conversation even a little bit more? And while that's happening, there's a lot of drama going on back in Washington, because what's going to happen with the government? Is it going to be shut down or not? A short-term funding bill whipped through the Senate, and that would mean the Band-Aid would be there till December 11th. However, it has not been so easy on the other side of things, and the rallying cry is defund Planned Parenthood, and you got your funding. So while the president and Putin were sparring in their silent assassin ways with words, there was a different kind of maneuvering happening back in Washington. I'll tell you, the storyline is so played out, it's ridiculous, isn't it? How much is our debt? How much are we fooling around with this nonsense? Why do we always end up in the same situation again and again and again? Ridiculous. We shouldn't be in these situations in the first place. Pushing to try to fund the budget. Speaking of pushing, he won the lottery. He wants to win the gavel and be the next Speaker of the House. Kevin McCarthy announced his run for Speaker. He's the majority leader. There are others who make a short list, but he might be tough to beat. As he is popular and respected. So he's coming at you with both barrels as the House Majority Leader. At 50, he spent 9 years in the House, but quickly made his way up as the number two to Boehner. That says something. He's asking voters to consider and people to consider. McCarthy, in fact, said on Twitter, "After hearing from my colleagues, I've decided to run for the Speaker of the House. Let's work together to make a difference for our country." I like it. Make America better. Let's work together. I don't know, maybe there's a continuing variation on the theme here that we're taking from the Trumpster. McCarthy has a great ability to negotiate. And in 2011, after the party control of the House, his political views, which are similar to Boehner's, by the way, put him in the position that he's in right now. He's promised the Republican conference that he'll take a more aggressive step when confronting the Obama administration. There are others running for Speaker, and it's a question of who gets in and who doesn't. It's probably him. I bet it's got to be him. Trump is making some people happy. looking at what he proposes to do with taxes as he unveiled his tax plan. Citizens for Tax Justice say, whoa, 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 whoa. He will be giving the wealthiest Americans the best breaks. Trump's plan reduces taxes for all incomes. But by far, they say, this group, the biggest beneficiaries would be the very, very wealthy. Federal tax would be trimmed by $250 for the poorest 20%. Middle income earners would save $2,500. The top 1% of taxpayers would enjoy an average tax cut of $184,000. How about that? If that plan were to even go through, and if Donald Trump became president, because if he doesn't, it's a moot point. In the meantime, a couple of other things to zig and zag at right from the start. You know, we have this whole Volkswagen thing happening. There's a watchdog group all over this. They say the emissions testing fraud that was perpetrated by Volkswagen couldn't have succeeded without the Environmental Protection Agency's use of outdated testing methods, aha, which were key to a similar fraud that was exposed about two decades ago. And this group used that similar fraud to see how it would test this time around. And a 1998 consent decree stipulated that future tests would be publicly disclosed, so that should have been disclosed anyway. So bring on the Freedom of Information Acts, which there will be, and there have been several filed. I just think Volkswagen, right from the start, they were trying to get one over on everyone. And got busted in the middle of it. Big time, because they're going to have to pay big time. They're already paying and being punished with their stock prices. But I think it's going to get even worse. This is just the tip of the iceberg for them. Just the tip. And if you feel as though you're not safe in your neighborhood, you might be alone. Guess what happened? The FBI says that the crime rate overall has declined. The U.S. had a 0.2% decline in the number of violent crimes and a 4.3% reduction in the number of property crimes committed between 2013 and 2014. That's according to the Federal Bureau of Investigation. In fact, they said that the rate of violent crime was 365.5 offenses per 100,000 inhabitants, people. Property rate, one offense per 100,000 inhabitants. I don't know, pretty interesting. Over 700,000 arrests in the FBI report were marijuana-related offenses. There's a big push to not continue to house those kind of people, depending on where they are on the spectrum. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay, open your mouth and say ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Plus people stand to lose their job, and we lose the last plant standing that supplies uranium. You know, I saw a picture of this plant, and I thought, wow, that is so bleak when I look at it that way. It's a plant in Piketon, Ohio, and the congressman that represents that area says, wow, it's beyond belief. His name is Brad Wenstrup. He says the administration is greenlighting uranium in Iran, and the Iranians are making all those centrifuges, but they're shutting down domestic production in America. Isn't that a dangerous threat to our national security? I would think it would be, especially last plant. Hey, last plant standing. Good luck trying to come up with another plant. You know, we used to produce 50% of the supply, the global supply of enriched uranium. Now it's down to 10%, barely. So our only capability to enrich uranium, I think that's not a smart move. Why would we keep at least this plant? Why would we do that? Rob Portman, the senator from Ohio, one of them, said he was stunned by the announcement. He met with workers at the plant this weekend to talk about their options. You know? Even a Democrat, Sherrod Brown, said the plan is important to keeping our nation safe. Did you hear me? A Democrat nation safe and secure for generations to come. He hoped that they would be persuaded to reverse course on a decision that he termed short-sighted. Absolutely, my words exactly. The last plant? Then we have to rely on existing supplies of a radioactive material? That's about 12 and a half years that it takes before it decays to the point where it's no longer effective? Ugh. I don't like that. Cutting this production. And then what would happen is we would be dependent on foreign fuel sources. Think about uranium and what a role they play in powering U.S. Navy subs and any aircraft carriers. So now we're going to have to deal with that, too. I honestly think this just wasn't thought through. Uranium, we're doing this with Iran. We don't want any uranium. Well, you bozos. Do that at your own peril. Because what does that leave the gate open for the rest of us? No uranium? Go to Iran. They'll lend you some. It's a very dumb move. I get the initial gut reaction to it, but it doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. NBC put out another poll that's mumbo jumbo, and in fact doesn't make sense either. You could kind of flip a coin to dissect it and see if you get it. But I looked at it a couple of different times, and I'm going to say it's purposely tricky. How's that? Purposely. And while I'm speaking, least you think that ISIS is the worst culprits we have to deal with, there still is the matter of, oh yeah, the Taliban. The Taliban's insurgents have seized parts of some pretty strategically placed cities in northern Afghanistan. So, one of those cities has been seized. And it's the first time since the invasion in 2001. I think based on that alone, that's horrifying. Based on it alone. What does it mean? It means that they have control. It means that they have power. It means that they were lying in wait to see what they should do. And they found their answer. How about that? This is a sad story. But when you live on the edge, sometimes you die on the edge. In fact, they say you die the way you live. An extreme sports star was killed in a freak skydiving accident in California. Oh my gosh. So young. So much to look forward to. He smashed into a tree. Witnesses say that this was part of a group conducting a skydiving performance for a golf event. He hit a tree while trying to land and became entangled high above the ground. Ooh, does not sound like a good way to go. He was 39 years old. He's best known for being part of the Nitro Circus, an MTV show that centered around freestyle motocross rider Travis Pastrana and his crew. You can tell I know it. And his crew of extreme sports athlete friends. Although this was a really popular show. I can remember seeing bits and pieces of it because my nephew really, really liked the show. But what a terrible thing. And the timing is weird, too, because I've got a friend who really wants to skydive and keeps trying to talk me into going. And for some reason, I have no desire to skydive. I hear it's incredible. But it's not on my radar. You know, there's things I'll take a risk at. There's places I'll go for sure. And then there's just silliness, where there's no way I'm embracing that. And that would be one of those things I wouldn't do because of exactly reasons like that. How much control do you have? You're trying to pull your chute down, and then look what happens. And it's not just nick, a bruise, cut, whatever. It's, no, this is it. Very, very sad. Ugh, awfully sad. Not to be expected from this guy. We all have our expiration dates, but boy, his came calling fast. And I'd be remiss not to mention this since we talked to Chris Carberry coming up, but Mars has flowing liquid water, they say. That's big. NASA confirmed it. These are because of pictures that were shown. And now they're wondering if there's life on the planet. Is there life there? Is that what that proves? Maybe. I mean, speculation has been mounting that NASA's announcement would involve flowing water. Scientists have long known that there is frozen water at Mars's poles, but they have never, ever been seen. I mean, not to the point where we could really, really see it. Let's put it that way. Pretty wild, huh? I think it's pretty wild. Some people think it's a conspiracy theory. In fact, Rush Limbaugh was talking about that. That was on his radar, saying that this is just to get us to buy, you know, think about NASA, buy the whole Mars thing, yada yada. But our pal Chris Carberry says that water on Mars could benefit future explorers, that if they can access the water, it would significantly add to the sustainability of human presence on Mars, which I would say that's true. And he is the executive director of Explore Mars. And their whole idea is to advance the goal of sending, yes, humans to Mars within the next 2 decades. Think it'll ever happen? Send me an email, americatonight.net.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Tonight, very pleased to welcome to the show Donna Valentino. She's got a book out that I think will really make you think about every day of your life, honestly. She's a survivor of a brain injury that almost ended her life, and it's really an inspirational story of how you overcome some terrible adversity. Donna, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So let's go back to your brain injury. Tell everybody what happened to you.
Let's see, February 7, 2009, I was on a short little weekend trip with a new boyfriend. We were celebrating his birthday. We went to Rough Creek Lodge, which is in Texas, and it was a beautiful, sunny day. We decided to go on an ATV ride, and I only remember the first 5 minutes of it. We apparently crossed over quite a few cattle guards, which are very common there, and it was the last cattle guard that they hung a chain across it with no markings on it, and I didn't see it. So I ran right into it, and the ATV flipped up in the air, flipped me off, and then fell on the left side of my head. So I lay there with an open head wound while my boyfriend at the time, who unluckily had to witness this, was trying to dial 911, just trying to get help. And I was eventually airlifted off to Harris Methodist Hospital in Fort Worth. I spent 49 days in the ICU there. I have almost no memory of that at all. And then was transferred to Baylor Rehab in Dallas for 3 weeks of rehab. I do remember that. That wasn't fun times. It was very hard. I had to learn how to swallow again, because apparently I'd forgotten. Learn how to walk. Everything that I had to do, I remember thinking, wow, I had to teach my kids. I was there for them when they were learning how to walk, and I have to learn how to walk again. Very painful experience. Every day, 3 hours of rehab felt like an eternity. All I really wanted to do was sleep.
Wow.
But I was never going to get out of there unless I did my rehab. And that's pretty much what they told me, since I probably wasn't a real happy camper. I had a left arm that couldn't move at all, and I had double vision right away. Couldn't taste or smell food. And then from Baylor Rehab, I was transferred to Center for Neuroskills, which is in Irving, and I spent 6 months there. That was pretty much getting me ready to go home and be able to fend for myself.
And when you went home to fend for yourself, what was that like? Because, of course, like you say, you're coming through this unbelievable experience, and now you still have to work on, I'm sure, skills and getting yourself feeling so-called normal again. What was that like, making that transition?
I was so excited to do that. I couldn't wait to go home. I walked into my house and saw pictures of my kids and all the things that meant so much to me, my furniture, all my little belongings, and I felt like it was just a gift that I was back in my house. Readjusting was probably the hardest part. I still have no dexterity really in my left hand, so things that I was able to do that were simple are no longer simple to this day. So accepting that has probably been the biggest challenge for me moving on, and it's been 6 years. And
wow,
still every day I get frustrated.
Yeah, so in the six years, what do you do to overcome that? Do you pump yourself up? Do you meditate? Do you tell yourself positive things? I mean, how do you, you know, people listening in these situations or even other situations that can learn from you, what do you do to get over that hump?
I basically tell myself, never give up. There are things I cannot do anymore, but there are other things that I can do now. And I just make adjustments to do things in a different way than I did before. I can still tie a shoe. That's fantastic. If I can chop onions, I just pray I don't cut off a finger. There are just, you just go into life every day. First of all, I'm grateful every day I wake up in the morning. That's a gift from God. I shouldn't even be here. I should have died in that accident. Or I should have been cognitively impaired. There are things that I've been given that definitely come from above. God wanted me here for a reason. I'm still here. So I live with that every day, thinking you are here for a purpose. And whatever your purpose you thought was the reason why you were alive was not the right reason. God has a different plan for me. And I believe that plan was to basically help other people who are going through the same struggles.
Yeah, so you've written a book, and in your book you talk about this. You talk about what you've gone through, what we just talked about there. And the book is Headstrong, Surviving a Traumatic Brain Injury Without Losing My Mind. I love that title. You can get it on Amazon. So in trying to help other people, what would you tell them when they have something that seems unbelievable to get through? Especially this kind of a brain injuries are horrible. And as you said, yours could have gone in even a worse direction.
And I have seen that worst direction. I'll just leave it at that. I've seen other people who don't fare as well. And you, five people could be in a room and all have the same accident and have five different results.
Oof.
And I think, yes, it's scary. The doctors told my son, who was 15 at the time, that he gave me a score of a 4 just to survive. So imagine your child coming home with that knowledge that my mom might not make it. Okay, so that's a rough call for any kid to hear. And people, when they have an accident, they're not going to be happy campers. You're not going to sit there and go, oh, wow, this is the best thing that ever happened to me. I can say that now. It's been a couple of years, but I know that I didn't give up. I had that will to survive and to move on and pick up the pieces and find something better. There's a reason why I'm still here. And I'm not sure that people, after having an accident, are ready to hear that. They don't probably really, really want to hear, oh, be patient, oh, give it time. They're in a situation that nobody wants to be in.
Right.
Well, I can't do this anymore, and, well, I can't do that anymore. Well, you know what? I know. I understand. And sometimes I think it's easier for them to hear from someone who's been through it than from somebody who has no idea what you're talking about.
The and, you know, you talked about being on the ATV and that you didn't see the cattle chain that was across. And you probably know this story. Swimmer Amy Van Dyke in Rowan was in an ATV accident where it left her paralyzed. And she was an Olympic gold medal athlete. And it was just one of those freak things, too, as well, where in her case it had to do with a curb and falling off of a curb. And this just happened last year, and she has this positive attitude and has learned to do other things around it. But when you look at ATVs, do you think they're dangerous?
It's a good question. I've been asked this before. They probably are. I don't blame the ATV. Okay, the ATV really was not at fault here. So would I get on another one? No. Would I tell someone else to get on one? I would encourage them not to. People think they're invincible. Oh, I'm going to get on this ATV. I'm going to have a good time. I felt that way. Mm-hmm. I didn't do anything wrong. Someone hung a chain that wasn't marked. So it was meant to happen for a reason. I wouldn't get on an ATV again. And I know Amy's story. And I'll tell you what, when I hear people like Amy, I have actually written down people's names, because when I listen to the news every night, and every night you hear the same bad things, who got murdered, robbed. When I hear a story like Amy's, I light up. That just lights me up. You know why? She survived. Why did she survive? Why did she beat the odds? Other people in her position who have gone through similar things, wouldn't they want to hear that too? Wouldn't you want to be encouraged rather than beaten down?
Yeah, absolutely. I met her about 5 months before that accident, and she's such a glowing, positive person that I wasn't surprised that the way that she immediately took to, okay, this is a challenge and one I'm gonna roll through this, and she has. It's just been, you're right, her story is incredibly encouraging, as yours is too. When you move forward, I mean, that's the key, isn't it? Isn't it moving forward and not thinking about the past?
You need to move forward, and I think that having a positive attitude in life in general, which I am, I'm a happy person by nature, and I've always been positive. I try and remove negative things that are around me, negative people. I don't want to be around negative people. You know why? They're drag. Why would I want to be around your negativity when I'm looking up? I want to move forward, and I'm going to find a way to move forward. I'm going to do it. I'm going to overcome it. I'm going to circle around it. I'm going to drive through it. Somehow, I'm going to get to the next stage in my life through determination.
Yeah, well said. Perfect place to end this. Pick up the book, Headstrong, Surviving a Traumatic Brain Injury Without Losing My Mind, Donna Valentina. Donna, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Developing the womb, born out of a moon belly, first lay a tomb, crying out like you wanna be protected. Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Testing, testing, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing.
Not as much.
Yes. You can't turn me off. Daniel, you've got to listen to me now.
Am I?
Everybody knows how passionate I feel about space exploration for a multitude of reasons. We've had him on a bunch, and he's always fun to talk to, and I am passionate, really, about this program, this idea of going to Mars for sure, not making an idea, making it a reality. Chris Carberry joins us now with Explore Mars. You can go to exploremars.org. He is the CEO. Hey, Chris, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you? Thanks for having
I'm
me
excellent.
On again.
I'm excellent. And, you know, we're thick into this political season that seems to never end. And it's an interesting question, and you wrote about it. And we're going to talk about The Martian, the movie coming up, and all that kind of stuff. But how are the politicians? Because I haven't even paid attention to this. I've paid attention to what some of what they're saying, but I guess I have a hard time finding it because they don't talk about it very much. But where do the politicians stand when it comes to the exploration of Mars and just space in general?
In general, you know, we've heard a few of the candidates have been asked about, you know, whether they support human missions to Mars or space exploration in general. And a number of them have given broad answers saying they're supportive, or others have been skeptical. And so it's hard to really differentiate at this point in time. It's early on in the campaign, even though it seems like it's been going on forever. we still are pretty early on, but, you know, it is our hope. We're going to be speaking to all the candidates. Make sure, you know, I think the key thing is making sure they have all the facts. And I think that's the biggest obstacle to us actually achieving the goal of getting humans to Mars, is making sure, you know, our elected officials and the general public understand the facts that we can actually afford this. This wouldn't require major increases in the NASA budget. And technologically speaking, we can get this done. But we need political sustainability. We need to make sure when the next president comes in, they don't all of a sudden hit the reset button again and we kind of scratch everything we've been working on and start something new. So we have to show them we have a good policy in place, but it still needs to be fleshed out. We still need to make sure we fill in all these gaps to show how we're actually going to achieve this exciting goal.
Yeah, and well said. How do we achieve it? Now, in the area of trying to achieve it, there's some big moments coming up, actually, for NASA. One of the ideas is figuring out, you know, where, what the mission's going to look like. In other words, landing spots. There's a workshop about that at NASA. Explain that. I didn't realize this was coming up.
Yeah, this is very exciting, and this is the first time they've ever officially done this, as far as I know, actually having a workshop, bringing in folks from the space community, but also broadening it beyond there, to talk about when we land on Mars, where would be the ideal locations to land humans, you know, and talking about a whole bunch of issues, because there are a lot of issues, you know, places where, of course, it's safe for them to land. We can't land them in the middle of a canyon, but also where it's close enough to scientists. Typically interesting locations, you know, to kind of be able to figure out, look at the geology, look at the potential for past or present life, but also, very important, you know, try to figure out if people can actually live on Mars for any extended period of time. So all these factors are going to come into play with as we're at this workshop, trying to figure out maybe the top 10 candidates, you know, right now. And it's important, even though human missions to Mars might be 20 years off, it's actually not too early, because as we kind of settle on this list, you know, NASA and other players are going to want to look at, so, okay, based on this list, what do we need to be doing with our architecture, but also with precursor science missions? You know, so it'll help us direct a lot of the missions coming up to really focus it towards, you know, these landing sites and what we need to do, what we need to understand. So it should be very interesting. And once again, it's a first, as far as I know, at NASA.
Yeah, and so if all this comes together, let's say in the perfect world, when could we possibly see these missions happening? Like 2030, sometime in those years, or what does it look like?
Yeah, most thinking these days is that we will land in the 2030s. You know, we've been pushing, mm-hmm. Explore Mars has been pushing to get it done by the early 2030s. But, you know, we've heard a number of different concepts of landing in the mid to late 2030s. But the longer we push it off, I think, the less likely we're actually going to achieve it, because that's an awful long time to keep a program going. So I think if we need to push a little harder, get a little more urgency in this planning to find a way to speed it up a bit, so it's no later than the early 2030s. But generally speaking, most plans are thinking in that time frame right now.
Yeah, how much we finally have this happening now. The Martian is coming up, and it's going to be in theaters next week. And so I would assume that that's also going to help fuel the fires, fan the flames, if you will, help for this whole idea of Mars and making it a reality. Do you feel that way?
I do. You know, it's just a movie, so we don't want to push it too far. You know, it is a piece of science fiction, so none of us will say that the movie The Martian is going to get us actually motivate our mission to Mars, but it's a great opportunity to open this discussion at a very pivotal time. And unlike, I have never seen any movie get the support from NASA that this movie is getting, because unlike previous movies, which were actually far more far-fetched, this one's also aligns very well with our current space policy, which is to get humans to Mars. So I think it's a great chance to look at it and talk about, you know, what the realistic possibilities of achieving this mission, because this is an achievable goal. Hopefully we won't strand an astronaut on Mars like in The Martian, but, you know, the overall mission concepts are actually much more realistic than many, many previous space movies we've seen in the past.
Yeah, no kidding. The it's interesting. I don't know if we've ever had this discussion, maybe when we first talked, but what fuels your passion for Mars?
You know, there are a lot of things, but, you know, interestingly, of course, I'm excited about the science, figuring out if there's ever been past or present life there, and whether we can have humans there. But one of the things that actually has driven me even more so is the ability for the space program, particularly going to Mars, to inspire the public, to raise our national morale. We've had a national morale problem for the last few years in the country. People think that we're falling behind, that, you know, other countries are passing us by. But I think this is one of the things we can do. It's not a huge percentage of the federal budget that can really, if we do it right, can just inspire the country, boost our national morale. And that's not just important for space exploration. That can affect our economy, our overall national morale, how we feel about ourselves. Anybody watching the stock market knows, you know, the economy and the stock market are largely based on psychology, how we feel about the country and the direction we're going. So I think it has the power to, if we do it right, have a much more dramatic impact on the country than just, you know, just going to Mars and exploring, which are also important in themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. So I was thinking about this the other day, too, as I've met plenty of astronauts in my life. The astronauts that would be on these Mars missions, we haven't met them yet, maybe, right?
No, we haven't met them, but they are probably alive today. That's one of the exciting things. We kind of call, and there's a new group called this also, but we call them the Mars Generation. The people who are going to walk on Mars are almost certainly walking around now. They probably are actually in school, you know, right now, but they're, you know, they're here on this Earth in all probability. You know, we'll probably, there might be some that are actually at NASA now, but they, by the time we get there in 20 years or so, they're going to be, you know, quite a bit older, but we probably haven't met them yet.
Yeah, I think it's just so fascinating to me, the whole idea of when this is going to happen and all that. One last one, Chris, because this is always intriguing to me. Unfortunately, you know, we would have had this happen in the 80s, and who knows how many people would have been able to do it, but taking civilians and taking them up in the space program, you think that we're going to realize that in our lifetime?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Maybe not with the space program itself, but with all these commercial players. It's been a little slower than everybody would have preferred. And maybe back in the 80s when they were talking about having, you know, tourism on the space shuttle, that was a little bit too ambitious. But there are numerous companies out there right now that are trying to start space tourism. And while it's been taking a lot longer than they had hoped and we'd all hoped, I think we're finally going to get there this decade. So I think it'll start growing, and the price will come down as they perfect the technology and they get more demand. So I think we'll all have some interesting prospects for going up into space in the next 10 to 20 years.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's going to be fun to watch how that all unfolds. All right, so check it out, ExploreMars.org. CEO Chris Carberry, thanks so much, as always, for coming on America Tonight.
No, thanks for having me on again.
And what does he gain? Knocking Norcom Gas and Coca-Cola successfully starting rocket motors to continue flight over the...
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hard-working men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.